Hello, it's Neil Ball, your online marketing coach from www.workwithneilball.com. Do as the gurus say, or do as the gurus do. What do I mean by this? I have spent a lot of money on many well-known gurus' products, and I've discovered that many of them will tell you to do as they say, but not do as they do. And they're not consistent with the message that they'll often deliver to you. What I'll do now is I'll illustrate this by giving you a few examples of the different types of gurus that I've come across over the years. First of all, the first type of guru that I'm going to talk about is what I call the system hopper. The system hopper guru will tell you about a new make money opportunity that is going to make you rich every other week. You have to have been on their mailing list to spot this one, but once you've been on there for a while, then you'll notice that they don't deliver a consistent message. As a result of this, you come to the conclusion that they are not interested in your success, just your money. You soon realise that they can't be doing all of these things, and eventually you realise that they're probably not doing any of them. All they're really doing is trying to sell you the idea. The next type of guru is really, I suppose, the system hopper part two. This is sort of a continuation of the previous system hopper, but on this occasion, what's actually happened is you've actually believed this guru and purchased their product. And what you find then is that probably a few weeks after you've made the purchase and you've been going through their product, all of a sudden, they'll introduce you to another product, probably from another guru, and tell you how they're making an absolute boatload of money on this particular guru's information, as well as the system that they told you that would make you all the money you could ever want. And what you begin to do is you begin to doubt them, because you begin to think that if you made as much money as you claimed you made with this product that I bought off you in the first place, then why would you bother with this other guru's product? And what you come to the conclusion of is that, first of all, they're just in it to make as much money as they can out of you. But secondly, you begin to doubt their original claims, and at best you think they've probably exaggerated what they've said. Another situation is do as they say, but not as they do. This type of guru will sell you a course or training about how they make lots of money using a particular method of doing things. As you do the course, you may well come across a situation where there's a Q&A session or something like that, and you'll discover that the guru is using some kind of bespoke proprietary software to do the task that you're doing. And what actually happens at that point is you realise that their earnings claims are based on this other factor which you don't have access to. Now, that may or may not make a difference, and it may well be that they are telling you the mechanism by which they do what they do, but they aren't doing exactly what they're saying, because in some way or other they've managed to automate the process, and they're not prepared to share that piece of software with you to give you the same benefit or the same advantage that they've got. Now, I've come across this on a number of occasions, and I felt conned, because they're not exactly revealing what they do, and their earning claims are not really achievable without that piece of proprietary software. So really, that's a system that they don't do themselves. So the next type of guru that I've come across is the theoretical guru. They advise on how to do something, and they don't do the very thing they're advising themselves. On another occasion, I was actually having a private mastermind by a much respected and well-known guru who advised me to do a process in a particular way. And when I didn't get the results after some time, I asked this guru, "Do you actually use this method?" And I was really surprised when he revealed to me that he hadn't for a while, and then admitted that it might not even work anymore because the traffic source had a lot of fake traffic. So I ended up in a situation where I'd wasted a lot of money, time and effort learning something that used to work, but didn't seem to work anymore. So how do you ever learn anything? First of all, you need to buy into a system that allows you to benefit the most so that the guru isn't taking the benefit away from you. You need to buy a system that is really a system that's that good, even the gurus use it. You need to buy into a system that isn't the latest shiny object, but something that has been around for a while. You need to buy into a system where lots of people are having success. I can show you a system that does all of this. For more information, if you're not already on my website, then click the link to my website that is underneath or at the side of this video. If you can't find a link, then go to www.workwithneilball.com/make money. If you are on my website, then enter your email address in the form below this video. If you have got value out of this video, then please like it and tweet it. Just in case you need that link again, go to www.workwithneilball.com/make money. Until next time, goodbye.